ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2, द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन, चैप्टर 9, आंसर्ड बाय साइटिंग द लॉर्ड्स वर्जन, पार्ट 8, परपोर्ट टू द 4 नटशेल सीड वर्सेस कंटिन्यूड, एपिसोड 7. This is a continuation of the purport to the 4th of the Chatushloki verses. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada therefore comments on the words sarvatra sarvada in the sense that the principles of bhakti yoga or devotional service to the Lord are apt in all circumstances. And that is to say, bhakti yoga is recommended in all the revealed scriptures. It is performed by all authorities. It is important in all places, and it is useful in all causes and effects, etc. As far as the revealed scriptures are concerned, Jiva Goswami quotes from the Skanda Purana on the topics of Lord Brahma and his son Narada as follows. Sansare smin mahaghore janma mrityu samakule pujanang vasudevasya tarakang vadbihi smritam. In the material world, which is full of darkness and dangers, combined with birth and death, and full of different anxieties, the only way to get out of the great entanglement is to accept loving, transcendental devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. And this is accepted by all classes of philosophers. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes another common passage, which is found in 3 Puranas, namely the Padma, Skanda, and Linga Puranas. Alodya sarva shastrani vicharya cha punak punak idam ekang sunishpanang jyeyo narayana sada. By scrutinizingly reviewing all the revealed scriptures and then judging them again and again, it is now concluded that Lord Narayana is the supreme absolute truth, and thus Narayana alone should be worshipped. The same truth is also indirectly described in the Garuda Purana. Parang gatopi vedanang sarva shastrartha vedi api yona sarveshvare bhaktas tang vidyat purushadhamam. Even though one may have gone to the other side of all the Vedas, and even though one is well versed in all the revealed scriptures, still, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, then he or she must be considered the lowest of mankind. Similarly, it is also stated in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam indirectly, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate surah harab abhaktasya kato mahad guna mano ratain asati dhavato bahi. One who has unflinching devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead must have all the good qualities of the demigods, and contrarily, one who is not a devotee of the Lord must be hovering in the darkness of mental speculation, and thus must be engaged in material impermanence. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna instructs Uddhava, Shabda Brahmani Nishnato Na Nishnayat Pare Yadi Sramastasya Shrama Falo Hi Adhenum Iva Rakshataha. One may be well versed in all the transcendental literature of the Vedas, but If he or she fails to be acquainted with the Supreme Lord, then it must be concluded that all of one's education is like the burden of a beast, or like keeping a cow without any milking capacity. Similarly, the liberty of discharging loving transcendental service to the Lord is invested in everyone, even women, shudras, forest tribes, or any other living being born in sinful conditions. Te vai vidanti ati taranti chadeva mayang stri shudra huna shabara api papa jivaha yadi adbhuta krama parayana shila shikshas tiryag jana api kimu shruta dharana ye. The lowest of human beings can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional life if they are trained by the bona fide spiritual master who is well versed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So if the lowest can be so elevated, then what to speak of the highest who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge? The conclusion is that devotional service to the Lord is open for all, regardless of who they are. And that is the confirmation of its application for all kinds of performers of the service. Therefore, devotional service of the Lord, with perfect knowledge, through the training of a bona fide spiritual master, is advised for everyone, even if one happens not to be a human being. This is confirmed in the Garuda Purana. Kita pakshi mriganamcha harau sanyasta chetasam urdvam eva gating manye king punar gyani nang nirnam. Even the worms, birds, and beasts are assured of elevation to the highest perfectional life if they are completely surrendered to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So what to speak of the philosophers amongst the human beings? Therefore, there is no need to seek properly qualified candidates for discharging devotional service to the Lord. Let them be either well-behaved or ill-trained. Let them be either learned or fools. Let them be either grossly attached or in the renounced order of life. Let them be liberated souls or those desirous of salvation. Let them be inexpert in the discharge of devotional service or expert in the same. For all of them can be elevated to the supreme position simply by discharging devotional service under proper guidance. This is also confirmed in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita in 2 verses. Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhur eva samantavya samyag viyavasato hi saha mang hi partha viyapasritya yepi syu papa yonayaha shtriyo vaishyas tatha shudras tepi yanti param gitim. So even if a person is fully addicted to all sorts of sinful acts, if he or she happens to be engaged in the loving transcendental service of the Lord under proper guidance, then one is to be considered the most perfect and holy person without a doubt. And thus, any person, whatsoever and whosoever he or she may be, even the fallen woman, the less intelligent laborer, the dull mercantile man, or even a man lower than all of these, all of them can attain the highest perfection of life by going back home, back to Godhead, provided he or she take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in all earnestness. This sincere earnestness is the only qualification which can lead one to the highest perfectional stage of life. And unless and until such real earnestness is aroused, then there is a difference between cleanliness or uncleanliness, learning or non-learning in the material estimation. Just as fire is always fire, and thus if someone touches fire, either knowingly or unknowingly, the fire will act in its own way without any discrimination. So the principle is, Harir Harati Papani Dushtachittayar Api Smritaha. The all-powerful Lord can purify the devotee of all sinful reactions, just as the sun can sterilize all sorts of infections by its powerful rays. Attraction for material enjoyment cannot act upon a pure devotee of the Lord. As such, there are hundreds and thousands of aphorisms in this connection found in the revealed scriptures. Atma Ramascha Munayaha. Even the self-realized souls are also attracted by the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayanaha. Simply by hearing and chanting, one becomes a great devotee of Lord Vasudeva. Na chalati bhagavat padaravindal labanya nishardam api sa vaishnav agriya. A person who does not move from the lotus feet of the Lord, even for a moment or a second, is to be considered the greatest of all Vaishnavas. Bhagavat parshadatang prapte matsevaya pratitang te. The pure devotees are convinced of attaining the association of the personality of Godhead, and thus they are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, in all continents, in all planets, in all universes, devotional service to the Lord, or Bhakti Yoga, is current, and that is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam as well as its allied scriptures. Everywhere means in every part of the creation of the Lord. The Lord can be served by all the senses, or even simply by one's mind. There was a South Indian Brahmana who served the Lord simply on the strength of his mind and also factually realized the Lord. So, success is guaranteed for the devotee who fully engages any one of his or her senses in the mode of devotional service. For the Lord can be served by any ingredient, even the most common commodity, a flower, a leaf, a fruit, or even a little water, which are available in any part of the universe and without cost. And thus, the Lord is served universally by the universal entities. Krishna can be served simply by hearing. Krishna can be served simply by chanting or reading about his activities. Krishna can be served simply by adoring him and accepting him. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that one can serve the Lord by offering the result of one's work, and it does not matter what one does. Generally, men may say that whatever they are doing is inspired by God, but that is not all, for one should actually work on behalf of God as a servant of God. Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, yat koroshi yad ashnasi yaj juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat karushva mad arpanam.
Do whatever you like or whatever may be easier for you to do.
Eat whatever you may eat.
Sacrifice whatever you can sacrifice.
Give whatever you may give in charity.
And do whatever you may undertake in penance.
But everything must be done for Krishna only.
So if you do some business, or if you accept some employment, do so on behalf of the Lord.
Whatever you may eat, you may offer the same to the Lord, and be assured that Krishna will return the food after eating it himself.
Krishna is the complete whole, and therefore, whatever Krishna may eat as offered by the devotee is accepted because of the devotee's love. And then again, it is returned as prasad for the devotee so that one can be happy by eating.
In other words, be a servant of God and live peacefully in that consciousness, ultimately returning home back to Godhead.
Recorded February 25, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.